Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying You Are Significant, Know Who You Are in Christ, Part 3, based on the book Your Identity in Christ by Neil T. Anderson. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Christians are God's co-workers. People want life to have significance. But what is significance? Eternal life. And yet the way to the Father's house is obscured for the lost dying all around us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain." Christians are clearly identified in that verse as co-workers with God. Now that is significance. We can point the way. Let's look at this word a little more closely. First, look at the nature of our work, verses 1 and 2. "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.'" God has entrusted us with spreading the gospel, a significant task with lasting influence. The phrase, "workers together with him," is important. We're called to plant. We're called to water. We are privileged to take part in the harvest, but God himself is responsible for all the growth. There are basic spiritual needs which are common to every person. The need to believe that life is meaningful with purpose. The need for a sense of community and relationships. The need to be appreciated. The need to be heard. The need to feel that one is growing in faith. The need for practical help in developing a mature faith. Most people surveyed believe the church isn't meeting these needs. There is so much opportunity for sincere ministry. Second, look at the attitude of our work. Verse 3. "We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed." Your attitude, your motive, it matters a great deal if you serve Jesus to give or to get. Look at Matthew 20, verses 20 to 28. "And then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, 'What do you wish?' He said to her, 'Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your kingdom.' But Jesus answered and said, 'You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?' And they said to him, 'We are able.' So he said to them, 'You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father.' And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.'" And then third, look at the perspective of our work. verses 4 through 10. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers to God, in much patience, in tribulation, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 says something interesting in this regard. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Can you drink this cup? Yes, you can, with the proper perspective. If you have a view of endurance, the will of God will not take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. If you have a view of holiness, and one word sums these up, commitment. And if you have a view of victory, you can drink this cup up. Being God's co-worker means hardship and requires God's grace to sustain you. What perspective is needed for our work as co-workers with God? A life of total sacrifice. Can you drink this cup? A farmer made a sign advertising some puppies he had for sale. As he was nailing the sign to the post in his yard, he felt the tug on his overalls. He looked down and saw a little boy with a big grin and something in his hand. "Mister," he said, "I want to buy one of your puppies." The farmer replied, "These puppies come from fine parents and cost a great deal of money." The boy dropped his head and then looked back at the farmer and said, "I've got 39 cents. Is that enough for a look?" "Sure," said the farmer. And then he whistled and called out Dolly. "Come here, Dolly." From out of the doghouse and down the ramp ran Dolly, followed by four little balls of fur. The little boy's eyes lit up with glee. Then out from the doghouse came another little furry ball. But this one was much smaller. Down the ramp it slipped in a feeble attempt to catch up with the others. It hobbled because it was born with badly deformed back legs. The boy looked at the puppy and said, "I want that puppy." The farmer knelt down and said, "Son, you don't want that puppy. He'll never run and play like the other little dogs." The little boy reached down and slowly pulled up one leg of his pants. He revealed a steel brace attached to a specially made shoe. He looked up at the farmer and said, "Mister, I'll never be able to run with the other boys either. And that little puppy will need someone who understands." See, most people are like that puppy. They need someone who understands them. And that is ministry. Do you want to sign up for this work detail? Well, I got to tell you, you already did at the moment of salvation. The most significant work you could ever do is be a co-worker with God. The question is, have you shown up for work yet? Let Jesus Christ have His way in your life. Right now. Right now. Make that commitment to do the task. You think about that. And you have a great day.